Hi, I'm Neil, and I'm the host of this podcast, and welcome to the first episode of Life Lessons from a High Schooler. I'm going to keep all the episodes as short as I can, whilst giving you my opinion on the topic. Today, the episode is going to be about obstacles in life. Now, there are different kinds of obstacles, such as failures, depression, financial burdens, and many more. So if you're a student, you may have different hardships or obstacles than a 40-year-old. As a student, you may feel bad or angry at yourself if you got bad grades. And that happens to almost every student. But continuity of that anger and feeling bad for yourself may lead to self-loathing or self-hatred, which can severely harm your brain and your body. Now, a way to combat that is to meditate. Meditation is highly underrated. Through meditation, you can achieve inner peace. And about your grades, you're not dumb. The way you study might not be suitable for you. Take breaks while studying. Have a peaceful, organized mind. And detach yourself from the people who install negative feelings in your brain. Moving on to entrepreneurship. This is a vast topic which I will be covering in the future. So, if you're thinking of starting a business, you're going to be facing a lot of obstacles, like an individual saying that they don't want your service, your own friend saying it's never going to work, you're going to fail. But you know what? You have to disregard that and move on. If you keep thinking about people's opinion about you and your ideas, you're not going to progress. Living in the past can harm your future. Mistakes that you have made cannot be changed, but can be prevented in the future. Learn from your mistakes and train yourself to have that killer instinct. And I'm not talking about literally killing. I mean that drive to succeed under any circumstances. Failures are a very peculiar thing. We all hate them, but sometimes you actually need them. Sometimes you actually need that push to push you back and make you realize, what are the things you're doing wrong? Failures are very important and inevitable. You cannot run from them. So embrace them, learn from them, and then toss them in the trash. When you talk about financial burdens, I don't want to go in depth, but always save and invest. Invest can mean to invest in yourself. Like take an online course on something that you like. Now I like to budget, and I use my 40, 30, and 30 rule. Whenever I make a profit through my investment in the market, I don't always waste all of it on my wants. I take 40% and invest it back, save 30%, and spend the rest of the 30%. Now that helps me a lot. That installs discipline, and I've been doing that since quite some time. You have to have financial discipline. It's a necessity. Or else you're prone to financial burdens in the future. Now listen to me. Success is not a straight path. It has twists and turns and potholes. These twists, turns, and potholes are the obstacles and hardships in life. But you have to learn to overcome them and emerge triumphantly. At the end, life is full of obstacles. Learn to deal with it. Thank you for tuning into today's episode of Life Lessons from a High Schooler. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.